Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
If you're trying to buy or sell a house, listen up, because the good news for buyers anyway is that residential property prices in the Dublin market have stabilised. That's according to the latest house price gauge from estate agents DNG. The report concludes that in the last 3 months, the average price of a house in the capital increased by 0.6%. For more on this, I'm joined by DNG's Director of Research, Paul Murgatroyd, who joins me on the line. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, I feel when I'm discussing this that it's like discussing a roller coaster. So the stabilisation is the part where you come down and then there's a slow breathing space before you go up again. What's going on here?
What we're seeing in the market at the moment is in the Dublin resale market, second-hand houses, prices increased by 0.6% on average, as you correctly stated. And in the year to September, the end of September now, we've seen an increase of just 0.4%. The reason the annual rate is lower than the last 3 months is because there was a drop in prices, a small drop in prices in the final quarter of last year. Mm-hmm. The 0.6% we're seeing now follows 0.6% in quarter two, 0.9% in quarter one this year. So there is no rapid house price inflation in the Dublin market, nor are prices falling. They're stabilising. They're levelling out, which, okay, as you quite rightly said,
is good news for buyers. That's after a period where the roller coaster went really, really quickly upwards. The average price of a home now in the capital, just to stay with Dublin for a second, Paul, what is it?
It's over 500,000. The DNG House Price Index, which has been running since 2000, records the average price every quarter and the movements in that, and it's now at €525,800. So nominal values are high. The values of homes in capital cities are high, mm-hmm, but they're not getting any higher at the moment.
Okay,
We have seen high rates of inflation like a year ago in the period to the end of Q2 2022. The annual rate was up near 9%. So that has fallen back to near zero over, mm-hmm, the course of the 12 months. You know, we've seen higher interest rates, a series of interest rate increases from the ECB. However, the problem still remains that demand is outstripping supply, yeah, even in the second-hand market. The amount of stock on the market is not sufficient to meet that demand. First-time buyers are still driving that demand in the second-hand market.
In a big way. That hasn't fallen back at all, according to your research, Paul, first-hand buyers.
That's right. First-time buyers, we have a large cohort of first-time buyers who are still active in the second-hand market. Now, you may think with all the schemes that are there for the new homes market to drive supply, such as the Help to Buy scheme, the First Homes Initiative, etc., that you would have seen a migration away from second-hand houses to new houses. Certainly, the buyer activity in the new homes market is strong, but it is remaining robust in the second-hand market. I think one of the key drivers of that this year, Cormac, has been the loosening of the macroprudential rules, whereby first-time buyers can now borrow four times their income level rather than the previous level of 3.5 times. So the factors like that are counterbalancing the increase in interest rates, which obviously impact affordability. Okay. But if you can borrow more on your income on a 4 times rather than 3 times, you know, that negates that.
That's really
interesting. So there's an uneasy balance there. An uneasy balance there in the market. There's various factors at play. Obviously, we're still seeing investors leave the market. We've seen, you know, medium-sized investors, not just the small landlord, the one-off, but those guys with maybe 3, 5, 7, 10 properties where interest rates have risen on their loans. And I know you've discussed this on the program recently.
Yeah.
It's fine if you're making a loss maybe on one property, you could stomach it for 6 or 8 or 12 months. Mm-hmm. However, if that's multiplied by 5, that's the tipping point to say, I need out of this at the moment. I can't sustain this.
Paul, your research, and I hear your point on that, but is this your research today based on the Dublin market or is it nationwide? Yeah.
This quarter is the Dublin figures. In terms of the nationwide picture, prices are still, price increases are levelling out, but not at the same rate. So we're still getting, Dublin moves first and then nationwide tends to follow suit. So as prices accelerate in Dublin, then they start to accelerate nationwide. We're seeing that levelling of prices nationwide as well, but not quite to the same extent we've seen in Dublin.
Okay, well, look, still really strong demand as well, as you say. Let's see where the roller coaster brings us next. We'll talk again soon. DNG's Director of Research, Paul Murgatroyd. Thank you very much indeed.